Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, it is a Monday, and we're hearing rumblings from some folks about the economy, right? Well, we've got to get ready for a recession. There's no doubt about it. It's coming down the pike. It's going to happen. And then we've got other people going, well, no, not really. I mean, it's like anything else relative to the economy. It fluctuates a little bit here and there. You've always got to be focused on making it better, and you've got to talk about it. You've got to try and figure out how you keep it steady, how you grow it, how you help people who are business people. Are you thinking about starting a business? Do you have a business you're trying to make even more successful, employ more people in the community? Well, there is an economic roundtable which is going to address those issues and it's in conjunction, I should point out, with the Republican Party of Virginia. Our very own Congressman Rob Whitman is part of that. Congressman Whitman, thanks for being here.
Jeff, great to be with you this afternoon.
Well, always a pleasure to have you here. Tell me a little bit about this economic roundtable.
Sure. Well, listen, it was a fantastic event. We had Jack Wilson, chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, as well as our local elected officials there, from House of Delegates members to local Board of Supervisors members. But most importantly, Jeff, is we had a number of people from the business community, from farmers to home builders to manufacturers. And we were there really to listen to them, to get their perspective on what has worked and the things yet to do that they want to see get done in order to make things even better. But the really inspiring thing from that is that they are tremendously positive about the economy. Their business has picked up. They're seeing great response from their customers. And even with this quote-unquote inversion in the bond market, what they have said is that, you know, that may be an economic data point. But from their standpoint, they believe that the economy is strong, that consumer sentiment is strong, that their business foundation is strong. They see things continuing to grow. So they are very positive and bullish about the economy. And they had some really good thoughts about things that could be done in addition to get the economy moving at an even stronger pace.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that they are positive, and perhaps more importantly, fill me in on some of the tips they've got to get this thing cooking even more.
Sure. Well, you know, they talked about regulation and said, listen, they were appreciative in what the president's done in reducing regulation. And again, we had members of the General Assembly there, but they had made some suggestions about making the regulatory framework even more reasonable. They said, listen, mm-hmm. we don't want to be without regulation, but we want to make sure that you're thoughtful about the impact that it has on business, both cost-wise and time-wise. So they had some great thoughts about how you could streamline the regulatory process, helping them do their business and also be environmentally responsible and responsible from a worker standpoint, but just to be more business friendly. They also talked about how committed they were to taking on China. They really believe that the international trade issue with China, now's the time to take them on since we're in a position of economic strength, and that if you mm-hmm. don't do it now, you'll probably never do it, and that we should take the proceeds from the tariffs that we get on these Chinese goods and direct them towards the individuals and industries that are being affected. So they're appreciative that the president's putting dollars towards the farming community. And you know, one of the farmers said, listen, we appreciate that, but what we want is just to be able to sell our farm commodities. We want to make sure we do that, but we want to do that in a way that's fair and equitable with China. And some of the others have said, listen, it's, you know, it is having an effect on some of the manufacturing elements, but they're willing to make the sacrifice to work their way through it. What they're saying is, you know, just with the premiums that come in on these tariffs is to direct those towards people that are being affected so that it minimizes the impact. But to a person there, they're willing to say, listen, we're willing to make the sacrifice to make sure that we are getting things done that need to happen that are in the future long-term best interest of the United States economy.
Wow. So I guess the question that you're going to have to address, Congressman Rob Whitman and President Trump and others, mm-hmm. is how can you translate this from the business community that says, hey, we've got to take this macro point of view. You know, we're really looking a year, 2 years, 10 years down the pike, and translate it to those people saying, well, I heard on the news, if I go to buy a washing machine today, it's going to cost me $20 extra. And I'm really upset about that.
Yeah, I think what people have to look at, I mean, the businesses get it. They understand the long-term viewpoint. And, you know, from a consumer standpoint, I think they look at it and obviously are always concerned about price. But I think what you can do is to mitigate some of the impact on price. And as long as it's not an overwhelming impact on price, I think consumers get it. I think they understand mm-hmm. that this is a long-term game, certainly in how we should be looking at it, but certainly in the way the Chinese are looking at it. And if we are going to maintain our economic position, we need to have a strong U.S. economy, which means you need to take on the practices that China's putting in place, whether it's currency manipulation, whether it's intellectual property theft, whether it's unfair trade practices, because if you don't do those things, the impact is going to be even greater in the future. So, you know, I think most people are willing to accept the current condition and the challenges that we would face with that, understanding that there's a long-term gain with this. Now, again, if you have exorbitant price increases where they really start to affect family budgets, I do think that there will be some reverberation there. But I think the current state of affairs and really looking at how do we use those tariffs to offset any of that is the way to mitigate most of the effects of this. Now, obviously, there'll be some in certain areas, and we need to be mindful of those. But I think, you know, what I'm hearing from businesses is, you know, have a long-term view on this, and that'll be in the best interest of the country.
Excellent points. Congressman Rob Whitman is joining us. Rob, of course, represents the 1st District. Rob, I'm curious about the regulation thing, because I am friends with a number of people who I guess you would describe as small business people. They have been thrilled, ecstatic that some of the regulations, onerous as they described them, have been rolled back so far by President Trump, and they really would like to see more of these shackles taken off. Now, these are not folks who are saying, hey, I want to be able to dump 100 gallons of kerosene in the river. They're saying there's some silly rules that were put in place almost, it seems as, to justify positions for people going out to be the inspector of silly rules.
Jeff, we heard a lot of that in the repetition that businesses are dealing with. They said, listen, just streamline the process. We'll do these things, but streamline it. Don't make us go through multiple agencies to get, you know, the same approval, essentially, for similar concerns about a project. Streamline that. You know, make it simpler. Allow us to use a template instead of saying we got to recreate the wheel every time we go in and make an application for things. You know, they said, listen, we want to protect the environment, but let's make sure there's sensible things where we can see when we make these investments. And it was interesting when they talked about the added cost. And one of the gentlemen there is a home builder and is one of the leaders in the Richmond Home Builders Association and was talking about, he said, on an average home that's, and he said roughly about $350,000 to $400,000, he said, when they go to talk to customers about it, these are his dollar terms, he said about $80,000 of the cost there is due to the regulatory requirements put in place. You know, it's by all levels of government. It's local building codes, state requirements on environmental requirements, federal requirements. But, you know, he's saying that's how much of the cost of that home is embedded or sunk cost related to regulations. And he said, listen, we want to do the right thing. We want to make sure we're protecting the environment, protecting workers, protecting the homeowner. But they just talked about some ways, Jeff, of streamlining that. And just as you spoke of, some of the things that just seem to be nonsensical, you just kind of shake your head and go, really? Why are we doing that? How are you explaining why that makes sense? And let's find ways to, instead of having to go through three or four agencies to get an approval, many times having to give the same information to multiple agencies, let's streamline that. Let's go to a single place, provide a single stream of information, show that we're in compliance, and save time and in turn save money by doing that.
Right, right. I've heard from some of these folks, Rob, that it's an employee, that they spend as much each year meeting these regulatory standards as they would pay and would like to pay an additional employee to actually make a product or provide a service. I mean, when you cost that out and you think about it, I get it, our unemployment rate is lower, but wouldn't it be wonderful to knock another point off of that because we had people working again?
Exactly. And Jeff, these folks in the panel, they brought up a great point. They said, Rob, I have to have a person in my business that does nothing but make sure that our company complies with regulations. And they said, you know, that worker, you know how many dollars they bring into my business? Zero. Yeah. Said, I would like to be able to use that same position and have somebody that's there, you know, bringing in business or doing work on the job site that actually earns revenue. They said the frustrating part about this is the people that they have to put on to do the compliance part bring in zero revenue. So it's not just having to comply with that, but these are not revenue earning positions, which, you know, is a kind of a dual cost for those businesses.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman, I always appreciate you being here. That is our friend, Congressman Rob Whitman, represents the 1st District. And I think some great insight there. And I think members of Congress, members of the House of Delegates, the U.S. Senate, the State Senate, all of these folks would be well served by doing what Congressman Whitman did today. And that is getting out in the community. And you can call it what you want. The Open for Business Tour, the business incentive, I don't care, but listen to people who actually own and operate businesses in the community. And you will find, number one, they're good people, they're smart people, they're courageous people, because it takes a lot to roll the dice, to go into business for yourself. All of a sudden now, you don't have a paycheck to depend on. You don't have benefits provided to you. You've got to do this all on your own. And you've got to be willing to work pretty doggone hard. And if you do that and you succeed, then you ought to be able to help other people succeed. And you ought to be able to meet whatever the regulatory requirements are in as expeditious a way as possible. You shouldn't have to jump through exactly the same hoop 7 times. We're going to give you one hoop. You're going to jump through it one time. And then you're going to be done. You go back to making money, employing people, helping the community. To me, that ought to be the priority. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.